This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening. You're listening to Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word with Matthew Olson and Russ Earl. Hello, thank you for joining us today here on Uncensored Dads, the Uncensored Word. With me, as always, is Brother Matthew Olson from the Jim Monroe Congregation there in Lee's Summit, Missouri, and myself, Russ Earl, from the Ooligah Church of Christ here in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Today, we're looking at thankfulness and gratitude. As today, as you're listening, if you're listening to this on the day where this is released, Thanksgiving Day, it is a day in which we are to be usually trying to remember all the reasons why we are thankful. But of course, as a Christian, we should always be mindful of all the blessings that God has given us. If we think about the song we often sing, Count Your Blessings, you know, I remember here this past Sunday, we were doing, I was teaching a class on Esther Sunday morning. And we were talking about, the great thankfulness and being grateful. And one of the brothers here mentioned that when you talk to those who are depressed, one of the things people say you should discuss is have them count their blessings. Worded a little bit differently because it's aimed more towards the world. And so it was kind of a secular language used. But the idea was basically to count your blessings and it'll take your mind off your troubles. Well, really, if we start counting our blessings, we'll start realizing just how fortunate we are. And so as we, you know, as we prepare and enjoy our turkeys and our hams, I'm more of a ham guy than turkey, but we enjoy those things. We think about in the many, many ways in which God has blessed us. You know, this year has been a strange year, to put it mildly, but things could always have been much, much worse. And so we do have reasons to be grateful and to be thankful. When we talk about thankfulness and being grateful, one of those good examples of that and good reminder of that is the incident where the 10 lepers are cleansed, beginning in Luke chapter 17, verses 11, going to verse 19. This is also mentioned in Mark chapter 1, 40 through 45. But we're going to be focusing primarily in Luke chapter 17, beginning in verse 11. Just reading through this text here for a moment, the Bible says here, "Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.'" Now, if you know anything about leprosy, and I don't encourage you to ever Google it, it is a disgusting, disgusting thing. I remember when I did a lesson on that, I had some pictures in my slideshow, and I said, "Now, if you... you know, this is cringeworthy, and so if you're going to, this is pretty gross, and so a warning, if you don't look away, now be a good time to do so." And then I flip to the next slide and showing some examples of what leprosy looked like. People would lose their fingers, lose their toes, you know, basically, you know, I described it basically as the idea that you're slowly rotting, basically. Leprosy is an infectious disease. It causes severe disfiguring skin sores and nerve damage, and even in the arms and the legs. It affects, you know, so much of your body, and it's just a horrible, horrible disease. Now, that's not the focus of our lesson. We could go in more detail about that, but we're not going to for our purpose today. But you can understand why the lepers were calling out for Christ to heal them. As they say in verse 13, "Have mercy on us." You know, there's different points in our lives. We ask others to help us, to, maybe we don't say have mercy on us, but we ask others to help us and show us kindness. Maybe we have something we need to finish. We need some help with something, whatever the case may be. But when someone offers us help and they, or we help someone, I should say, you know, what is that person's response? Or if someone helps us, what is our response? And we find in verse 14, the Bible says, "So when he saw them, he said to them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And so it was, as they went, they were cleansed." Now, we can point out here very plainly that when were they cleansed? When they went, when they obeyed what Christ told them to do, to go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed, right? In the verse 15, "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God." Now, we're going to stop there for just a moment, because you'll notice in verse 11 through 15, there are, as we see in verse 12, there are 10 men. Now, notice it doesn't say children, it says men, which means these are adults. And out of these adult men, we find there in verse 15, only one came back. when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God. Verse 16 says, and he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And so he came back and he did what? He gave God thanks. Now, I'm going to pause for just a second because I have a lot of things I wanted to talk about, but I'm going to pause for just a second and let Brother Matt add anything he'd like as we look at these 10 men and, you know, looking at this idea of how only one came back to give thanks. Brother Matt?
Yeah, I just want to tell you, happy Thanksgiving to everybody, and I'm more of a turkey guy. I'm just saying. But we do need to count our blessings, as you said. You know, I mean, even James 1:2-4 says, count all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. When we go through our daily lives, you know, there might be things that come up, but what I always try and tell our kids and me and my wife tell each other is, you know, count everything all joy. You know, I mean, though your trials may be struggling you right now, just remember there's somebody, and this might sound bad, but there's probably somebody worse off than you. You know, just take, for instance, when you go into a store and you see somebody who's begging for money or different things. Just count your blessings that we have, abilities that we do have. And one of these things about these lepers is these guys were put out on the outskirts of the city. They weren't just roaming around. I mean, they had to be put out of the city. And the reason why Christ says go to the priest is because that leads back to what Leviticus 13, where it says you have to be cleansed by the priest, right? You have to get the okay and the blessing from the priest. And as they were going, they were healed of the leprosy. And you think about, like, when we go through different trials and we get through those, are we thankful to God for those? Or do we just keep moving on like the other nine? You know, you think about it, that 10% came back. You know, it was one man who came back and was thankful. The others were like, sweet, we're healed, let's go. You know, that's kind of like how we are in our daily lives. We'll go through struggles, but there are times if we just stop and look back, count your blessings for them, you know. So,
you know, and you're right that you think about it in that way, 10%, you know, and really today, which is kind of sad, you think about 10%, we think, well, that's a low number. But in reality, so many times, 10% in many cases is high. When you think about what you're talking about, the situation you're talking about. You know, I remember we were in a congregation here, and I know this is not unique to this congregation. I mean, every congregation helps those who are in need at various times. But I remember in one situation, we had done quite a bit for this individual, and they were traveling somewhere. And I said, now, when you get to where you're going, you need to send a letter back giving thanks, because that's the right thing to do. And, you know, yes, sir, you know. Did we ever get it? No, of course not. I say of course not because most of the time that 10% is pretty high. You know, you look at if you think about the Bible by the numbers, if you look at it many times, the people who do what is right are the small group. The 3,000 on the day of Pentecost, that's a small group because there are so many people there. The hearts are described there in the parable of the sower. You know, you had the four different types of soils. Only one was good. That's 25%. That's a huge rate. I wish reaching the lost was as high as 25%. But we understand that the idea is that not everyone's going to give thanks. Everyone's going to obey the gospel. Everyone's going to do what is right. And we look here in Luke, you know, that one person came back. One man came back and told him, you know, thank you. Because it's interesting in verse 13, how many people lifted up their voices? The Bible says all of them. And they, being what? The 10 men lifted up their voices and said to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They all wanted mercy. But only one came back and gave thanks. Now, I think we all would hope and pray that we would be one of those, be like the one man who came back. I mean, can you imagine how they must have felt? If you look there in verse 15, you get the idea of how the man felt. When he saw that he was healed. He was healed from leprosy, this horrendous disease, like Matt said, where, you know, according to the Old Testament law, you were put outside the camp And Leviticus goes into great detail about how the priest would inspect you. That's not a job I would not want, to inspect a person who had leprosy or was recovering from it, because it was extremely contagious. Well, they had been, you know, they had been outside. They've been, you know, they're cast off. They're asking for mercy. And this one person who happens to see that they are healed, and he comes back and tells, you know, tells Christ, thank you. You know, we want to be like that one person. We, like Matt was saying, you know, there's so many people worse off than us. You know, we get upset, and I've been in this situation many times where something goes wrong and you think, man, could it get any worse? And we sometimes have to think, you know what, maybe I shouldn't say that, because yes, it could get worse. You know, something, you know, someone breaks in a house, or you find, you know, something starts leaking, you know, from some device in the home, or your car breaks down, you think, well, at least I have a car that I can fix and get back on the road, or I have a house in which I'm in that, yes, this is annoying and this is going to cost a bit of money, but at least I have it here, at least I have the ability to fix it, or, you know, maybe have others who can help me. And so the list goes on and on and on. We go from, why does this happen to me? And I hear people say this all the time. They kind of have this, well, woe is me type of thing. And they forget, well, at least, you know, it could be worse. At least you have a job. At least you have a home. At least you have food on the table. You know, I have two older brothers, and growing up, and this is not meant to be something that is just, you know, making my parents sound bad, but we did not have a whole lot of money. I didn't ever think that we were poor. I knew we were like the wealthiest people on the planet, but I never thought we were poor either. And I can remember some of the things my mom would cook for us, because I have two older brothers and we have three boys. I think everybody can tell you that we ate a lot. we played sports. We played, you know, basketball, football, all this stuff. And so growing boys, as we would say, and so we ate a lot. But we never, and I can never remember going hungry. I can never remember sitting on the table and saying, where's dinner? You know, we didn't have steaks every night, but there was always food on the table. There was always food in the fridge. And so we count our blessings. And we go back here and look at this man here in verse 15. He recognizes that, hey, I need to go back. We look at verse 17. And look what Jesus says here. He says, where they're not 10 cleansed, where are the 9? Can you imagine what it'll be like for them on the day of judgment? If, you know, some people... You know, this seems to be a true account. This doesn't seem to be a parable. This seems to be an actual thing that took place, because these are actual conversations. Not there was a certain man. It was, there were 10 lepers. He's passing through. This is something that's actually taking place. And so he asked the question there in verse 17, where are the 9? He says, were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? So the foreigner, you might say the one who is maybe, you know, he's not expected of him to come back, but he's the one that comes back. Where's everybody else? You know, we want to be those who are grateful, are thankful. And so many times, if we're not careful, we get into the idea that, well, here's Thanksgiving Day, I'll remember everything I'm thankful for then. But, you know, every day we should think about in the many ways in which we are blessed. You know, I think about, I don't have the newest iPhone, so to speak, but I think about how many people today who put so much stock in stuff like that. And I'm a gadget person, and that's one of the reasons I do this, because I'm a gadget person. But at the same time, we have to realize that we are very, very fortunate. We are very, very blessed. Our country is far, far from perfect, but we are very, very blessed in this country where we are living. You know, we have running water. We have electricity. We have homes that are not built upon the dirt, for the most part. You know, we are very, very fortunate. And we get to this idea, we get comfortable, and then we get complacent, and we're apathetic. We don't care about anything because we're not grateful and thankful for what we have. You know, we think about technology, and we always want, so many of us always want the new and the very best of everything. When in reality, we further realize how blessed we are to have even what we do already have. So I'm going to stop there as I've rambled on there. Let Matt say anything he'd like.
Dude, you can ramble on as much as you want, man. But yeah, dude, we need to, it's almost like you need to make a list every day of the things you're thankful for, like he says, you know. And you know, like in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. it's kind of like the leper was like stopping in his tracks. He's like, man, I'm healed. I need to go give thanks to the one who healed me. You know, and the other nine are just like off. And like you said, when judgment day comes, they're going to be the ones who are like, hey, you're the one that healed us, remember? But what's he going to say? I never knew you, you know? Let's give thanks where thanks is due. I know you could be having a bad day or whatever, but write down all the blessings that you do have. You know, like this morning I woke up and I'm like, God, thank you for the day. You know, I mean, thank you for another breath, you know? I mean, it's not, man, we just have to be thankful for the things, you know? Thankful I can, you know, I can go to work. I can feed my family. Others may not have that. And to think of Thanksgiving coming up of, be thankful we have food. I mean, I love food too, man. I mean, like you're talking about your family. I grew up with 10 brothers and sisters, you know. I'm the only biological, air quotes, but my mom and dad adopted 10. You know, I mean, you know, I never thought we were poor by any means. I mean, I had things, and we had food, like you said, and you just look back, and you're thankful for the situations you're in. I mean, I'm thankful for the way I was growing up, because now I can look back on it and go, wow, I learned that maybe that's not how I'm going to be. You know, you're thankful for situations you're in, but you're also mindful of, well, maybe I'm not going to raise my children that way. You know, maybe I'm not going to do this. I'm going to raise them in the church. I'm going to bring them up in the Lord. We just need to be more thankful, I think, as not only as a nation or just a society, you know, and especially here in the United States, we are really blessed. We are. I mean, how much food do you throw away that's wasteful? How many clothes do you throw away, you know, that you're like, I don't want these anymore. And then a little stumbling block comes in and we're like, whoa, hey, hold on. I do that too. I mean, I'm not, man, I have anxieties and worries and different things, but sometimes, you know, we just got to put them in check. And, you know, I have a wonderful wife who can sit me down and be like, settle down. It'll be okay. Yeah. So, but you know, it's all good, man.
And all you're good. Right, because, you know, we, and I tell people all the time, not just because we're trying to get people to listen to this. One of the best ways to enjoy life a little bit better is to turn off the news and turn off the radio, because, you know, I've done this before. I've said it before, and I have done this before to prove a point, that if you were to listen to secular radio on an average, say, 20-minute, that's a short, really, that's a short commute. Mm-hmm. My commute to where I go in the morning is 20 minutes each way. And I'm convinced if you listen to secular radio for 20 minutes, if you listen to the music that is offered, to the news breaks that are offered here, it's the news you need to know, three things you need to know every 50 minutes. That's the most, first of all, that's super irritating.
Yeah.
That doesn't change. It's the same thing over and over again, getting, you know, banged into your head. And my thing is, I tell people all the time, if you listen to that stuff all day long, by the time you get to work, you're going to be already discouraged. There's a very good chance you could start thinking, oh, this world's, you know, we start, you know, we're ranting about stuff in our mind, and we get to work and we're already on edge because we're listening to garbage.
Yeah.
And that's why I'll be all the time. Turn that stuff off and turn on something else that's going to, you know, bring you to the Bible. It's going to encourage you and build you up. Not just this podcast, but all the others that are on here as well, because there's so many better ways in which we can improve our day and be reminded of our blessings. You know, we go to, I think about here, Psalm 107. And I know I have here on our little talking points here, verse 8, but also verse 9 says here, oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I know it says verse 9, for he satisfies the longing soul and fills a hungry soul with goodness. And that's Psalm 107, 8 and 9. And those are things we can be mindful of. You know, you think of how many times we get upset or we get stressed out or we start thinking, oh, things are so bad. And sometimes we're doing that as we're actually enjoying blessings. We're doing that as we're riding in our car, going to our jobs, where a lot of people, especially right now in this climate, so to speak, people don't, everyone has a job right now. So many people have been laid off. been furloughed or worried about being furloughed. They're driving a car that they hope does not break down. But we forget the blessings we're enjoying. You know, people worry about things and think or their life is so bad as they're eating breakfast in their air-conditioned car going to their job. You know, those are three blessings: food, clothing, and work, or food, car, and work already right there. And so we go back here to the leper, and you think about what Christ is saying. He's using this chance to teach us that we need to be grateful and thankful people. If you look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, here he says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. And you're like, what is he talking about? Why is he bringing this up? Notice verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful. And the list goes on there. But look at verse 2. It is such a big deal to be thankful. Unthankfulness is mentioned of sinful people in verse 2, right alongside all these other horrible, horrible things. And right in there is unthankful. And to me, a lot of that goes back to the first thing he mentions in verse 2, which is lovers in themselves. People today, I think, in many instances, fall in love with themselves, don't they? That's when they don't stop to give thanks to others, because they think, well, me, myself, and I have done all this. But that's not the case. Anything you want to add, Matt, before we close this out?
Yeah, I think you're reading all those, and what does it come down to? It's we're getting away from God, right? All those things, unthankful, unholy, boaster, proud, blasphemers, those are all things that God is not, right? And when we get that way, when we get our mindset in that, it's really we're pulling away from God. We're not trusting in what he can do or what he has done for us, you know. And I know we all have anxieties and worries and of the world, but to think about it is, man, we have a loving God who cares for us and who is always mindful of us, and we need to be thankful for everything that we have, you know, down to the shoes we wear, you know, I mean, just the clothes we have, the food, everything, you know, just be mindful to be thankful of the little things, you know. So, and just look around on this thing, not only Thanksgiving, but every day, and look around at all the many blessings you do have. Like for me, is I have a wife and four children that I love and that I have the ability to take care of, and she definitely takes care of me for sure. Yeah. So, but it's a blessing, you know, just look around. I think that's what we need to do, is get off our cell phones and get off our computers and look at the beauty of God around us, you know, and be thankful for that. So,
you know, a good way, I think, to close this out here is going to Lamentations chapter 3, which we're probably a lot of us, if I talk, are familiar with this in verse 22 and following, where he says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, which is the idea that we are not overcome or are not conquered. He says, because his compassions fail not. His compassions, the same idea as being his mercies as well. He says, they are new every morning, which tells us that God is faithful, which is why he says next, great is your faithfulness, because what? His compassions and his mercies are new every single day. Every single day, God is there. Every single day, God is there being faithful, being compassionate, being merciful, being the awesome God that he is. Verse 24, the Lord is my portion, says my soul. I mean, the Lord is all my everything, right? That's the idea of my portion. He is what I need. I need nothing else. Therefore, he says in verse 24, I hope in him. Then notice verse 25, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, the soul who seeks him. The idea they're putting their trust in him. So when you think about thankfulness and gratitude, we are going to find it much easier to be mindful of our blessings and reasons to be thankful when we remember, as we find here, Jeremiah is talking about how the Lord is there every single morning. He says they are new every morning, his mercies, his compassions, and he says his faithfulness is great. So when we think about, you know, Thanksgiving, let's remember that for the Christian, in all reality, we probably have heard this before, but for the Christian, truly every day truly is thankful. It truly is Thanksgiving, because we get to remember what Christ has done for us, especially on the first day of the week. Okay, we're going to stop there today. We are thankful for you being here with us. We hope you enjoyed this program. We also do hope you enjoy, if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving, we hope you're enjoying your time with your family. We hope to see you again here next time here on Uncensored Dads and the Uncensored Word. Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Wave Media by visiting us at BibleWaveMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We thank you for listening.